This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Many of us have spent the pandemic celebrating small victories, like learning how to knit or how to cook a passable meal. But one Northwest suburban teen threw herself into COVID-19 relief instead. Now she leads the state chapter of a volunteer group that's made and distributed 50,000 cloth masks in Illinois. WBEZ's Vivian McCall has the story.
High school in Schaumburg ends for Emma Davenport at 11 a.m., and then she's off, checking that mask orders arrived on time, talking with new volunteers, sending requests for fabric donations or sewing masks or shipping them.
I collect all the masks over the weekend and put them in boxes, counting them out to make sure each facility has what they need. And then I run them over to UPS, where, you know, it's kind of funny. They know me by name now. If that tells you anything about how much I frequent there.
Masks Now is a nationwide volunteer effort, but Emma runs the show in Illinois. Her Hanover Park home has become a makeshift manufacturing and distribution center, at one point housing 10 to 12,000 pounds of fabric in the garage. The group sends masks to healthcare facilities and social service organizations. Emma started by connecting with other volunteers through a Facebook group in late March. She became state lead soon after. Even though she's just 17, something fellow organizers didn't actually know for months.
I was talking with people and they asked, like, what I did professionally. And I was like, oh, public school. Because, you know, what else am I supposed to say to that? They're like, oh, really? What do you teach? And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I don't think you understand. I'm in public school, as in I am in 11th grade. I got radio silence until people were like, what?
Emma says her family is serious about lockdown because they're all at risk. She has an elderly grandmother, a stroke survivor father with a heart condition, and an older brother with Down syndrome who wouldn't be able to communicate that he was feeling sick. Emma herself has respiratory problems and severe allergies.
Collectively, we're the entire, like, warning label.
So the extroverted, music theater-loving choir singer doesn't really see friends, but still, some close friends are helping out. Grace Gaylor and Emma have been friends since kindergarten. Grace says she wasn't good at sewing a few months ago, but now she sets aside a few hours every week to work on masks, and has made about 100 so far. Grace isn't surprised Emma dove into this.
She's not the kind of person who will just sit around. She saw people in need, and she just wanted to go out and fix it.
The project has also helped another close friend, Sneha Bidu. Sneha and her family have been serious about COVID-19. The most socializing she's done is drive to an outdoor birthday party and away from the car. So all summer, Sneha felt stuck. But this gave her some purpose.
It's something small, but it does still make a difference. So I'll look back at myself and just think, okay, you know, this wasn't the greatest year. Okay, but you improved it. You didn't lie back and just let the world just run you over. You stood up and you decided, okay, let me help.
Still, this was supposed to be a senior year for all of them, full of American rites of passage like homecoming, prom, and walking at graduation. But Emma Davenport is backing out of the upcoming spring musical because it's supposed to be in person. Still, she knows she'll be needed, even with the promise of a COVID-19 vaccine.
There is a little sense of, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do when this is over? But the reality is, it might be the beginning of the end, but it's the beginning of a very long ending, because we're not all going to get the vaccine right away. For now, I still see a need for cloth masks for the foreseeable future.
Vivian McCall, WBEZ News.